Greetings and blessings, dear friends. This is the sixth video in this series on the Ten Sefirot as portals of presence, including but expanding on the IJM practice. In the first three videos, we focused on the Sefirot of Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferet, corresponding to the portals of the heart, the body, and awareness itself from the IJM. In the last two videos, we explored Netzach and Hod as complementary aspects of Avodah, or spiritual practice. Netzach has to do with the commitment to regularly set aside time from your activities just for practice, such as setting aside time for meditation, for example. Hod, on the other hand, has to do with the recognition and gratitude for the fact that actually every moment is an opportunity for Avodah. When you combine Netzach and Hod, on one hand retreating from ordinary life for meditation, and on the other hand approaching all of your ordinary life activities as a form of meditation, then you have a synergistic powerhouse of spiritual transformation. In this video, we're moving on to the sixth of the seven lower sefirot called Yesod, which means foundation. The name of this sefira, foundation, is particularly ambiguous in its meaning. And if you look at the typical diagram of the Eitz Chaim, the Tree of Life, you'll see something even more confusing. Yesod is the connecting point between the previous five sefirot and the seventh one called Malchut, which represents the world. So Yesod is not the lowest sefira. Malchut is the lowest. Now, when we think of a foundation, we usually think of the lowest part of something, the base upon which something stands. But visually, it looks like Malchut is the foundation because it's on the bottom. So why is Yesod, which sits on top of Malchut and connects it with the rest of the tree, called the foundation? One answer is that since Yesod is the connecting point between the higher Sefirot and Malchut, which represents the world, it's pointing to the way we actually live in the world as the whole foundation of spirituality. Many people find it challenging to be disciplined, to practice every day, and so on. But once you get into the swing of it, it's actually not that difficult at all. In fact, it becomes something that you feel you need to do. So although it may take some willpower to create the habit, ultimately it won't take any more willpower than eating or sleeping. Living the teaching with full integrity in your life, however, is challenging. Life is messy and spontaneous with all kinds of surprises and disappointments that happen in real time. That's why Yesod is the foundation. If you don't have the foundation of healthy relationships and living consciously in the world, then the deeper transcendent awareness has no place to take root. To be real and lasting, transcendence has to transform your personality and habits. Of course, this is tricky because ultimately, you can't control other people, you can't control what happens. You might be in full integrity with someone, and yet they keep injecting negativity into your relationship. That's not necessarily your fault. At the same time, you might be at fault somewhat without even knowing it, in which case you've got to do some introspection, bringing your awareness into your own patterns of speech and action. It's not simple or easy, and that's why there's a whole field of Jewish spirituality devoted to ethics and cultivation of positive character traits called Musar. Musar is relational and outward focused, complementing the more individual, experiential, and inwardly focused spirituality of meditation and prayer and contemplation. From a certain point of view, spirituality has this kind of dual nature. On one hand, it's about transcending the ordinary concerns and preoccupations of the mind and heart, and opening to the spacious freedom inherent in pure awareness. On the other hand, when you transcend into that place of pure awareness, you have the potential to become more sensitive, more open to other beings that you meet. And that openness can express itself in loving connection with others. This dual nature is expressed in the Torah reading Parshat Bamidbar. It says, Vayadaber Hashem el Moshe, the Divine spoke to Moses, Bamidbar Sinai ba'ohel moed, in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tent of meeting. So what is Bamidbar Sinai? The Midbar, the wilderness, is open and uncultivated space. Sinai is the mountain upon which the divine speaks. Meaning, when you transcend out of the tangles of thought, ascending the mountain, so to speak, to the open space of awareness that's uncultivated by thought, then you can see clearly that everything is a manifestation of one existence, one reality, and that everything arising in your experience is literally the speech of God. This is the openness of the wilderness and the loftiness of the mountaintop. At the same time, God's voice is also speaking in the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting. A tent is the opposite of the open wilderness. It's a small, enclosed space, meaning that when we relate to another person, we have to meet them as they are, without judgment, in closeness and intimacy, as if sitting and sharing some tea in a small tent. So this is Yesod, the foundation of a spiritual life. It's about drawing on that liberating, renewing, healing energy of transcendence, the eternal present of the wilderness and the mountaintop, and then getting into the trenches of your life in time, in relationship with others. Again, you can't force anyone to become more conscious, but you can examine yourself and live to your own highest potential. So to express this connection between the higher and lower worlds, as they're sometimes called, let's chant the next two words of the Aleinu prayer, Letaken Olam, to heal or fix the world. These words are based on the Kavanah that everything we say and do, every word, every gesture, and every action, has a certain quality to it. Is it bringing consciousness and love into the world or not? So as we chant these words, may we see ourselves more and more clearly, and may the ever-present choice to live consciously become more and more obvious and apparent to us. Let's sing.